the priest belonged. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your grace, love, and mercies. Thank you for your compassions toward us. Thank you for your strength that is upholding us. Thank you for your power that is working in our lives and situations. Thank you, Lord, for making all things work together for our good. Thank you for fighting our battles. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. We are grateful, Lord, for your words that are coming to pass in our lives. Thank you for releasing your angels to perform your promises in our lives. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. Thank you for your presence that is with us all the time. Thank you for your protection upon us. Thank you for your interventions that we get. Thank you, Father. We also thank you for always meeting our needs. Thank you for taking away shame and disgrace from our lives. Thank you for turning the plans, the wicked plans of our enemies that were against us into nothing. Thank you, Lord. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for the doors you have opened for us. We thank you for the helps you have sent into our lives. Thank you for the opportunities you have sent to us. Thank you for moving us forward on every side. Thank you, Lord, for taking away failures from our lives. Thank you for establishing us in success, excellence, and prosperity. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. Thank you for honoring your name in our lives. Blessed be your holy name. We thank you for helping us to grow in the knowledge of you. Thank you for helping us to know you more than we have known you before. Blessed be your holy name. Thank you for your revelations, your divine revelations that you show us per time. Thank you, Father. We are grateful for our prayers that you always answer. And we are grateful because the prayers we are going to pray here tonight, you will also answer. Thank you, Lord. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. We are here this night and midnight to seek your face and to pray. O Lord, have your way in our midst. Hear us from your throne by your mercy and answer us with your power as we pray tonight in Jesus' name. Wipe away the tears of your people. Turn around our situations. Heal our sicknesses. take away our diseases, set the captives free, and grant our heart and desires. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, for we know you're going to do beyond our expectations. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen. Amen. I welcome every one of you to the Lord's presence. Before we start praying with prayer points, we're going to take some worship songs. Heavenly Lord, your name is wonderful. Your name is excellent. Your name is beautiful. We worship you, Lord, for you are mighty. You got the whole world in your hands. Heavenly Lord, your name is wonderful. Your name is excellent. Your name is beautiful. We worship you, Lord, for you are mighty. You got the whole world in your hands. You got the whole world. You got the whole world in your hands. 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 We are here again. We are here again. Father, we are here again. Holy Ghost, come and take control. We are here again. We are here again. Father, we are here again. Holy Ghost, come and take control. I will enter his gate with thanksgiving in my heart. I will enter his court with praise. I will say, this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice, for he has made me glad. Hallelujah, he has made me glad. I am so glad. I will rejoice, for he has made me glad. I will enter, I will enter his gates with thanksgiving in my heart. I will enter his court with praise. And I will say, this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice, for he has made me glad. Hallelujah, he has made me glad. I am so glad. I will rejoice, for he has made me glad. You are worthy to be glorified. You are worthy, Jehovah. You are worthy to be glorified. You are worthy, Lord. You are worthy to be glorified. You are worthy, Jehovah. You are worthy to be glorified. You are worthy, Lord. Ancient of Days, the Lord as you are, as long as you are, you never change. Ancient of Days, as long as you are, as long as you are, you will never change. You're not a man. You're not a man. You are the God who opens doors, no man can shut. You're not a man. You're not a man, you're not a man, you are the God of everything, no one like you, you're not a man, you're not a man. You're not a man. You are the God who opens doors no man can shut. You're not a man. You're not a man. You are the God of everything, no one like you. Our Father, our Father who art in heaven, amen. Our Lord, be thy name. O our Father, who art in heaven. Amen. Our Lord, be thy name. Because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Because he lives, all fear is gone. All fear is gone. Because I know he holds my future, my life is worth a living just because he lives. glorious God, beautiful King, excellent God, we bow before your throne. Glorious God, beautiful King, excellent God, we bow before your throne. We bow before your throne. We worship at your feet. We bow before your throne. You are the glorious God. We bow before your throne. We worship at your feet, we bow before your throne. You are the glorious God. How great is our God! How great is our God! Sing with me. How great is our God, in honesty, how great, all the earth to see, how great is our God. How great is our God, how great is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God, and I will see how great, all the earth to see how great is our God. You are Alpha and Omega. We worship you, our God. You are worthy to be praised. You are Alpha and Omega. You are Alpha and Omega. We worship you, our God. You are worthy to be praised. We give you all the glory. We give you all the glory. We worship you, our God. You are worthy to be praised. We give you all the glory. We give you all the glory. We worship you, our God. You are all thee to be praised. Thank you, thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for everything you have done. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. We are so grateful, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for everything you have done. I come before you today, and there's just one thing that I have to say. Thank you, Lord. Oh, we thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for all you've given to me. For all you've given to me. For all the blessings that I cannot see. Thank you, Lord. Oh, we thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You took my sin and my shame. You took my sin and my shame. You took my darkness. You took my darkness and gave me your light. Thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. With a grateful heart. With a grateful heart. With a song of praise. With an outstretched arm, I will bless your name. Thank you, Lord. I just want to thank you, Lord. I just want to thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I just want to thank you, Lord. I just want to thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I just want to thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Savior, He can move the mountains. My God is mighty to save. He is mighty to save. Forever, author of salvation, He rose and conquered the grave. Jesus conquered the grave. Savior, He can move the mountains. My God is mighty to save. He is mighty to save. Forever, forever. Author of salvation, He rose and conquered the grave. Jesus conquered the grave. All these a miracle Voca. God is a glorious God. God is a glorious God. He's a miracle worker. God is a miracle worker. God is a glorious God. You are Yahweh. 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 Alpha, Omega. You are Yahweh, Alpha, Omega, King of glory. You are Yahweh, hey, you are Yahweh, the Lord of hosts. You are Yahweh, hey, you are Yahweh, Almighty God. You are Yahweh, Alpha, Omega. You are Alpha, Omega.
What is the Lamb that was slain?
Worthy is the Lamb. Worthy is the Lamb. Worthy is the Lamb that was slain.
Worthy is the Lamb.
Worthy is the Lamb. Worthy is the Lamb. Worthy is the Lamb that was slain. Glory, glory, alleluia. Glory, alleluia. Glory, alleluia. Hallelujah, praise the Lord.
Ye hear these praises from a grateful heart. Each time I think of you, the praises start. Love you so much, Jesus. Love you so much. Hear these praises from a grateful heart. Hear these praises from a grateful heart. Each time I think of you, the praises start. Love you so much, Jesus. Love you so much. Lord, I love you. Lord, I love you. My soul sings. Here in your presence, soaring on your wings. Love you so much, Jesus. Love you so much. Lord, I give you my heart. Lord, I give you my heart. I give you my soul. I live for you alone. Every step that I take, every moment I'm awake. Lord, have your way in me. Oh Lord, I give you my heart. I give you my soul. I'll live for you alone. Every step that I take, and every moment I'm awake. Lord, have your way in me. Jesus, the Lamb of God, worthy is your name. Jesus, Lamb of God, what is your name? Holy is your name, Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God. Jesus, Lamb of God, holy is your name. Jesus, Lamb of God, worthy is your name. Hallelujah. Begin to worship and bless his name from the depth of your heart, with your voice worship him, praise him, worship him, adore him, magnify him, glorify him, exalt him, praise him for who he is. With your words, praise him, worship him, worship his majesty, worship the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, worship the Almighty God, the self-sufficient God and the all-sufficient God, the King of Glory, the King of the Universe. He is before all things and is the one holding all things together. Worship his majesty. He makes impossible things possible. He opens doors no man can shut. He shuts doors no man can open. He makes ways in the wilderness. He brings waters from the desert. Glorify him. He is a great God. And he does mighty works. We worship you, Father. He gives power to the powerless. He gives strength to the weak. He gives life to the dead and revival to the dying. Glorify him. He is our present help in time of need. He is our helper. He is everything we need. We worship you, Father. We praise you, Lord. We praise you, Lord. We praise you, Lord. All power belongs to you. We worship you, Father. Blessed be your holy name. You are the Lord, strong and mighty. You are the Lord, mighty in battles. We praise you, Father. We worship you, Lord. Only you is the true Savior. Only you can save. No other God can save. No other name can save except your name. We praise you, Father. Blessed be your holy name. We adore you, Lord. We adore you, Lord. We praise the everlasting Father. All power belongs to you. You can never fail. Your power can never fail. For you alone is faithful. You are the God who answers prayers. We praise you, Father. We praise you for who you are. We can trust in you because you cannot fail us. We can depend on you. Because you cannot fail, we praise you, Father. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, we have given him worship and praises. Amen. I want you to thank God with this prayer. You're going to say, thank you, Father, for your goodness and mercies that keeps following me everywhere I go in every day of my life. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. Say, thank you, Lord, for your goodness and mercies that keeps following me day and night. Thank you, Father, for your goodness. Thank you for your mercies. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your mercies. Your goodness and mercies is so much in my life. Thank you, Father. For you have shown me great mercy. For you have been so good to me. Thank you, Father. Continue to thank him. Say, thank you, Lord, for showing me great mercy. Thank you for being so good to me and my household and my family. Thank you, Father. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' name we have given him thanks. Amen. You're going to thank him. You're going to say, thank you, Father, for making things that were difficult for others to achieve very easy for me to achieve. Good things that were difficult for others to achieve, you have made them easy for me to achieve. Open your mouth and begin to thank Him. Begin to thank Him. Say, Father, thank you for making my own success come easily. Thank you for making my victories come easily. Thank you for making my breakthroughs come easily. Even the things that were difficult for others to get, the things that were difficult for others to achieve, you have made them so easy for me to achieve. Thank you, Father. Thank you for making my success and progress to come to me easily. Thank you for making good things to happen in my life so easily. Thank you, Father. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. Just going to thank him. You're going to say, thank you, Lord, for great things you have in store for me. Great blessings you have in store for me. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. Say, thank you, Father, for great things you have in store for me. Great helps, great opportunities, great blessings, great honor, great elevation, great grace. Thank you for great things you have in store for me. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father, for great blessings you have reserved for me. Thank you for great glory you have reserved for me. Thank you, Father, for great honor you have reserved for me. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' name we have given him thanks. Amen. You're still going to thank him. You're going to say, Father, thank you for not allowing the powers of darkness to overcome me. Thank you for not allowing the strength of my enemies to prevail over me. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. Begin to thank him. Thank you, Father, for not allowing the powers of darkness to overcome me. Thank you, Father, for not allowing the strength of my enemies to prevail over me. Thank you for not allowing the attacks from the realms of darkness to conquer me. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. You're still going to thank him. You're going to say, Father, thank you, because you're going to answer my prayers tonight. You can say, Father, thank you, because you are here and you will answer my prayers. Open your mouth and begin to talk to the Lord. Say, Father, thank you, for I know you will answer my prayers. Say, thank you, Father, for I know you will answer my prayers. You will answer my prayers. You will not allow me to live here empty-handed. So thank you, Father, for you are here in this place to help me, to bless me, to deliver me, and to answer my prayers. Thank you, Father, for you will not allow me to seek you in vain. Thank you, Father, for you will not allow me to pray in vain. Thank you, Father, for you will answer my prayers. For you will help me. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. We are going to pray. For those of you that are joining our prayer session for the first time, actually we pray with prayer points. So once you hear the prayer point, you pray it right there where you are. So that is how we do it. And through the prayer points, a lot of issues in your life, God will begin to touch them, and you will begin to fix them. As you pray those prayers from your heart with your faith, with great faith in your heart, you see God touch your life, and you see God answering your prayers. We're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, let your help find me, even in the place I am, even in my present environment. Let your help find me, the help that I need at this time. Father, send that help to me. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. It doesn't matter where you are. It doesn't matter the location you are. God's help can find you there. And sometimes you don't even have to leave where you are before you get help from the Lord. Begin to say, Father, send help to me. Let your help find me, even in this present place that I have right now. Let your help find me, the help that I need at this time. Let it find me. Let it find me in the name of Jesus. The help that I need in my finances, the help that I need concerning my health, the help that I need in my spiritual life, the help that I need in my marital life. Say, Father, release the help now in the name of Jesus. Continue to pray like that. Release the help. Release the help. Release the help right now. Father, release the help right now. The help that I need at this period of my life, at this time of my life, in this moment of my life, in this age of my life, the help that I need, even in this month of my life. Father, release it now. In the name of Jesus, release them now. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're still going to pray. You're going to say, Father, enforce your peace to prevail in my life and environment. Your peace, your perfect peace, enforce it to prevail. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray, begin to say, Father, even in my body, let your peace prevail. In my mind, because some people, they don't have peace in their minds. Say, Father, in my soul, in my heart, in my mind, in my body, let your peace prevail. And in my environment, let your peace prevail. Enforce your peace. Your peace that is able to swallow up every trouble, every storm. Release that peace now. In the name of Jesus. Continue to pray like that. Say, Father, enforce your peace, your perfect peace, to prevail in my life, to prevail in my body, in my mind, in my soul, right now, in the name of Jesus. Let your peace prevail. Let your peace prevail. Let every storm disappear. Let every trouble disappear. Let every pain disappear. Let every wound in my heart disappear. Let your peace prevail in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. The voice of God speaks in the midst of peace. It is in the midst of peace that you hear the voice of God. When there is no peace in your soul, in your heart, in your mind, it will be very hard for you to hear God's voice. It will be very hard for you to be led by the Holy Spirit. So you're going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let the peace of the Lord prevail in my heart and mind. For the voice of the Lord to come to me, for the voice of the Lord to speak to me. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, let the peace of the Lord prevail in my heart, prevail in my mind, for God's voice to appear to me, for God's voice to manifest to me, for God's voice to speak to me, for God's instructions and directions to come to me. Let peace from heaven prevail in my heart right now, In the name of Jesus, let peace of the Lord prevail in my soul right now, in the name of Jesus, so that the voice of the Lord can come to me and speak to me and lead me, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to raise up your right hand and you're going to pray like this. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let the hunger of God destroy every power of darkness that is causing negative events, negative situations to happen in my life. Let the hunger of God destroy them now. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, in the name of Jesus, let the hunger of God destroy every power of darkness that is causing negative situations, negative events to happen in my life, to happen in my days, to happen in my environment. Let the hunger of God consume them now. Right now, in the name of Jesus, let the anger of God destroy powers of darkness that are creating evils in my life, creating troubles, creating problems, creating errors, creating mistakes in my life, in my situations. Right now, let the hunger of God consume them all. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're still going to pray. You're going to say, fire of the Holy Ghost, uproot from my life everything God has not planted. Say, fire of the Holy Ghost, uproot from my life everything God has not planted. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Fire of the Holy Ghost, uproot from my life, from within my body, from within my soul, from within my spirit, from within my calling, from within my destiny. Uproot now everything that God has not planted, in the name of Jesus. Uproot them now. Uproot them now, in the name of Jesus. Fire of the Holy Ghost, uproot them. Continue to pray like that. Everything that is not planted by God, that is taking roots in my life, and that is growing in my life, fire of the Holy Ghost, uproot them now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to place your right hand on your hand. And you're going to say, blood of Jesus, neutralize every poison of darkness in me. You're going to say, blood of Jesus, neutralize every poison of darkness in my blood, in my body, in my spirit, in my soul. Blood of Jesus, neutralize them. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Blood of Jesus, neutralize them. Eliminate them. Remove them right now in the name of Jesus. Blood of Jesus, blood of Jesus, neutralize every poison of demons, poison of darkness, poison of death, poison of sickness in me. Blood of Jesus, remove them now. In the name of Jesus, every poison injected into my life from the realms of darkness, blood of Jesus, neutralize them now. Every poison injected into my life by agents of darkness, by witchcraft, blood of Jesus, neutralize them now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to raise up your right hand. And you're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let the heavens open over my life, and let there be great showers of blessings. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, in the name of Jesus, let the heavens open over my life, and let there be great showers of blessings from God's throne right now. Great showers, abundant showers of blessings from God's throne right now. In the name of Jesus, let the heavens open. Let the heavens open. Let the heavens open. Let the heavens open. Let the heavens open right now in the name of Jesus. Over my spirit, over my soul, over my body, over my finances, let the heavens open. Over my life, over my ministry, over my calling, let the heavens open, and let there be great showers of blessings. Great showers of victories, great showers of signs and wonders, great showers of miracles right now in the name of Jesus. Let the heavens open right now. Let the heavens open right now. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, bring down the fullness of your presence and power upon my life. You're going to say, Father, bring down the fullness of your presence and power upon in my life. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Father, bring down the fullness of your power, the fullness of your presence upon my life, and make your will to prevail in my life. In the name of Jesus, continue to pray like that. I said, bring down the fullness of your presence upon my body, upon my soul, upon my spirit. Father, bring down the fullness of your presence upon my environment, upon the works of my hands, upon everything that I do, upon each day of my life. Father, bring down the fullness of your presence and power, and cause your will to prevail in my life. In the name of Jesus, cause your will to prevail. Cause your will to prevail. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Now, there is a fullness of God that will appear in your life. And things that have not been moving will start to move immediately. Chains will start to break. And the transformation you need will start to happen. Yeah, so you're going to pray. Some time ago I wrote an article on the PowerPoint. And I said, just as water has a boiling point, you know, when you start to boil water on the fire, it will reach a point, when you put water on fire, it will reach a point, the water will start to boil. Now, in science, they call it the boiling point. Yeah. So in the same way, there is a power point. You know, there's a way you will pray to a point, and the fullness of God's power will appear in your life, and instantly things will start to change, and things will start turning around. So that is what I'm talking about. So you're going to pray. You're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, Father, let the fullness of your power appear in my life. You're going to say, Father, let the fullness of your power appear in my life right now. And let that power reverse every negative thing the enemy have done in my life. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, Father, let the fullness of your power appear in my life right now. Continue to pray like that. Let the fullness of your power appear in my life, appear in my situation, and let it reverse every negative thing the enemy have done in my life. Let your power reverse them now. Let your power reverse them now. Let your power undo them. Everything the enemy have done, every negative thing, every evil thing, every problem the enemy have caused, have created in my life. Father, manifest the fullness of your power. and reverse them, undo them right now in the name of Jesus. Reverse them right now. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're still going to pray. You're going to say, Father, manifest in my life the fullness of your power. And let that power bring to pass your promises. You can say, Father, manifest in my life the fullness of your power. And let that power bring to pass your promises for my life and your prophecies for my life. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Existe etu jala pasha magasta. Lene jishente tu bahande jujala. Dibete kete jidegala. The fullness of your power. Let it manifest now in my life. And let all your promises for me, all your prophecies concerning me, let them begin to come to pass in the name of Jesus. By the fullness of your power, O Lord, bring to pass your promises for my life. Bring to pass your prophecies for my life. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to place your right hand on your hand. You're going to see every spirit of failure. Attached to my life. Come out of my life right now. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. The every spirit of failure that have bonded itself with my life and destiny, come out right now in the name of Jesus. Every spirit of failure attached to my life, come out of my life right now. Every spirit of failure that is sponsoring failures in my life, that is causing failures in my life, come out of my life right now. In the name of Jesus, come out of my life. 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 Right now, in the name of Jesus, every spirit of failure that is making it difficult for me to succeed, making it difficult for me to prosper, making it difficult for me to excel, come out right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're still going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let the healing power in the blood of Jesus
in the death of Jesus and in the resurrection of Jesus, manifest in me and let it heal every part of me that have been damaged by darkness, by sickness, by diseases. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. In the name of Jesus, let the healing power that is in the blood of Jesus, that is in the death of Jesus, that is in the resurrection of Jesus, appear in my body, soul, and spirit, and heal every part of me that need healing right now in the name of Jesus. Continue to pray like that. So let the healing power in the blood of Jesus, in the death of Jesus, and in the resurrection of Jesus, appear in me and heal every part of me that Satan have damaged right now. Right now, continue to pray like that. Let the healing power of Jesus, let the healing power of Jesus appear in me right now and heal every area, every place in my life the enemy have damaged, every place sicknesses and diseases have damaged. Let the healing power of Jesus heal them all now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, you are healed. Amen. You're still going to pray. You're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, blood of Jesus, destroy every evil covenant that is authorizing negative events to happen in my life. The blood of Jesus, destroy every evil covenant authorizing negative events, negative situations to prevail in my life. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Bishate entre deshenekalaha, mahata shadadana shenela, nishtentetujana. Blood of Jesus, destroy them, destroy them. Every satanic covenant, every ancestral covenant, every demonic covenant that is authorizing problems to follow my life, authorizing negative situations, negative events to prevail in my life, blood of Jesus, consume them now. Consume them now. Destroy them now. Destroy them now. Destroy them. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Now, we saw in the scriptures that after God have created the garden or have set up the Garden of Eden, that He created Adam and Eve.
yeah, he didn't create Adam and Eve first before the garden. The garden came first before Adam and Eve. Now, what does that mean? It means that God is responsible for caring for us. God is responsible for providing for us. And it also means that everything that we need to fulfill our destinies have been created even before we were born into this world. Everything that we need to become who He wants us to be and to fulfill His purpose on earth have been provided, have been released by God. So you're going to pray. You need the healing of your destiny to manifest in the head. Yeah, because the hidden was to fulfill or was to enable Adam and Eve fulfill their destinies, their purpose. So God created the hidden because He has assignment for them there, and then He wants them to be sustained, to be fed, even from that same garden. So they were to walk in the garden, and they were to live through that garden. Even the tree of life was there. Different kind of fruits was in that garden. Yeah. So in the same way, there is an hidden for your destiny, and that hidden is here on earth, and you can pray it to manifest. It doesn't matter which are the kind of country you are. It doesn't matter the economy of your country. Your hidden can show up. Praise the Lord. So you're going to pray. You're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, Father, by your Holy Spirit, authorize the hidden of my life and destiny to appear now. Say, Father, by your Holy Spirit, authorize the hidden of my life, the hidden of my calling, the hidden of my destiny to manifest now. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Authorize the hidden of my life, the hidden of my destiny, the hidden of my calling. Authorize it to appear now in the name of Jesus. Authorize the hidden of my life to appear now, even in the environment that I am, even in this present location that I am. Father, let the hidden of my calling appear. Let the hidden of my purpose, my divine purpose, appear. Let the hidden of my life and destiny appear now in the name of Jesus. Continue to pray, my God. Adam and Eve, they lacked nothing while they were in the Garden of Eden. Begin to pray. Say, Father, let the hidden of my life appear right here, right now, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Yeah, we saw it in the scriptures that they lacked nothing. They had everything they needed while they were in the garden of Eden. You're going to pray. There's a kind of God's presence or a dimension of God's presence that will be with you and you will lack nothing. Yeah, you will lack nothing. And in fact, the only thing you will lack is what is not according to God's purpose for your life. Yeah, that will be the only thing you will lack. Yeah, but as far as God's purpose for your life is concerned, you will always have all that you need. So I want you to pray for that presence. That presence is very real. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, create around me, create in my life the kind of your presence that supplies everything that I need to fulfill your purpose in the earth. Say, Father, create in my life that kind of your presence. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. There are different kinds of God's presence. There are different depths of God's presence. Or in God's presence. So continue to pray. You can say, God, take me into the kind of your presence where I will lack nothing. Where I will lack nothing as far as fulfilling my purpose on earth is concerned. Father, take me to that place in your presence, or take me to that depth in your presence, or create such dimension of your presence around me. Yeah, I'm just telling you how to pray this prayer. Yeah, you can pray it as you understand. You can say, Lord, take me into the depth of your presence, where I lack nothing, where I will lack nothing. Lord, take me to that place. Or you can say, bring upon my life the kind of your presence that will ensure that I have all that I need to fulfill your purpose in the earth. Bring such
presence
upon my life. In the name of Jesus, bring such presence upon my life. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You know, Elijah had that kind of presence with him. There was great famine in the land. And then God told Elijah, go to the water brook and stay there. And God said, the ravens will bring you, was it meat? I think it was meat or bread. I'm not sure. Said the ravens will bring you the solid food. And then when you need to drink water, you drink from the brook. And then the Bible says, after some time, the water Elijah was drinking dried up because there was famine. There was drought. And then God told Elijah, go to Zarephath. There's a widow there. And I have commanded that widow to feed you. So Elijah came to the widow. And the widow was narrating the issue she had at that moment. The widow was saying, actually, we don't have much food. In fact, what I have in my house is what I and my son were planning to eat, and then we pray for death to come and take us. And Elijah said, that's very good. Even that one that you have is enough. Yeah, but just make small for me first. Yeah. So Elijah was so sure of the presence of God that was with him. Yeah. So it was not, you know, hearing the name, because that was a negative news. He wasn't expecting to hear that type of news, that the widow will start to say, actually, we have just very small flour and oil, and we are planning to just heat these and die. Yeah, he was probably expecting to hear that the widow had some bags of food supplies. Yeah, though that was a negative news. But Elijah was not moved. Yeah, because he was so sure of the kind of presence that was with him. And then he told the woman, he said, thus saith the Lord, the jar of the flour shall not run dry. And even the bottle of the oil or the jar of the oil shall not run dry until this famine is taken away from the land. And it happened like that. Yeah, so I want you to pray that prayer again. You see, we have come to a time in this last days that we need this kind of presence of God to be with us. Because the financial system of the world is already failing and already falling apart. So if you are trusting in money, or in your income, or in your job, or in whatever, very soon they will fail. But God cannot fail. So you are going to pray. You're going to say, Father, establish in my life and around me your powerful presence that is able to bring things out of nothing. You're going to say, Father, establish in my life and around me your powerful presence that is able to create everything that I need. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Establish that presence around me. Establish such presence around me. Continue to pray. This presence is real, and this power, this kind of power is real. It's very real. And those that have it, they know that it is real. Say, Father, establish in my life your powerful presence. Your powerful presence that is able to bring things out of nothing. Even Jesus had that presence. He multiplied fishes. He multiplied loaves of bread. And you know, fishes for people to eat. Even the early apostles, they had that presence with them. Continue to pray. Say, Father, establish your powerful presence around me. You can have a business, and God will put this kind of presence in that business. And money will just keep multiplying, and you will not be able to explain how you are making money in that business. You just will not be able to explain. You just keep seeing money growing from the business. And you'll be seeing strange people coming to buy things from you. Do you know that angels can come and buy things from you? They don't need that thing. They will just come, buy, and give you money. And they will just go, and you might never see them again. Yeah, there's a lot of things that this presence can do. Continue to pray. Say, Father, establish your powerful presence in my life that is able to bring things out of nothing, that is able to produce and create everything that I need to fulfill my divine purpose in the earth right now, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. I had a story of a man of God here in Nigeria, though he is late now, but during his lifetime they were building a church. Yeah, they were building a church building, and at a point the building engineers or laborers or workers, they came to him, they said, we need more sand. We need more gravels. Yeah, because the gravels is about to finish. And there was no money to buy more gravels. And then the man of God just said, okay, I'm coming. Then the man of God just walked down to where the small gravels that was about to finish. He just walked down to that place, and then he looked at the gravels. He said, you gravels, I don't know how exactly he put the words, but what he said was that you gravels, from this moment onward, you shall not be able to finish, something like that. Yeah, he said, you gravels, you shall not finish. Yeah, that is they shall continue to use it, and it will not and it will not finish. And that was exactly what happened. So they kept on, you know, they kept on using the gravels to build, and the thing kept on multiplying. And they couldn't understand what was multiplying the gravels. Now, I'm just trying to show you that you don't need money to fulfill God's assignment in the earth. What you need is God. Now, God, we know how to provide everything that, you know, that is needed for you to fulfill your destiny. Yeah, God knows how to provide them. But I realized, I saw that many Christians, their thought is always on money. Oh, I need money. I need money. Instead of them saying, I need God. I need God. They are saying, I need money. I need money. And that is why they don't have the money. Yeah, because they are now idolizing money. So instead of them saying, I need God, because it is God that will provide. And God can provide things even without money. He can provide anything even without money. Yeah, so today's generation of Christians have exalted money above God. Yeah, so if God, let's say for instance, God expects some people to give, maybe at that time they were building that church, God expected some people to give money so that they could buy the gravels, and they didn't. And then God felt, all right, if the people failed to donate or to contribute, then God said, God told the man of God, go and speak to the gravels. And the gravels will multiply. Yeah, so I'm just showing you that nothing can stop God from helping you, from blessing you. The only thing that can stop him is your unbelief. Your unbelief. So I want you to pray. I believe there's a reason why we are praying this particular prayer at this time. So I want you to pray that prayer again. You're going to say, Father, I trust in your power and in your ability to make impossible things possible. Let your power relieve the fullness of the blessings my life and destiny need for fulfillment. So, Father, I trust in your power and ability to make impossible things happen. Therefore, let your power release the fullness of blessings that my life and destiny need for fulfillment. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. So, Father, let your power release the fullness of blessings that my life, that my calling, that my destiny need to be fulfilled. Let your power release them now. In the name of Jesus, let your power release them now. Let your power release them now. Continue to pray like that. all that I need for my destiny to be fulfilled in the earth. Say, Father, let your power release them. Let your power release them. Talk to him. Say, all that I need for me to move forward at this time, let your power release them. In the name of Jesus. All that I need for me to start and finish the project that I should do at this time. Father, let your power released in the name of Jesus. Continue to pray like that. Thank you, Father. All that I need to become the person you want me to be in the earth. Father, let your power release them now. In the name of Jesus. All that I need to fulfill the assignments you have given to me in the earth, Father, let your power release them now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. We are still praying. One of the things that we must get right is asking God for what we need, and not what we want. Yeah, some Christians they don't know how to differentiate between what they need and what they want. You know, as a human being, your flesh will always have a lot of cravings. Yeah, those cravings, you can call it your wants, what you want. Yeah, but usually what you need are not cravings. Yeah, usually what you need are things that are very important. Number one, to your survival. Yeah, you know, what we need are things that are very important to our survival, and then to the will of God for us, to the plans of God for us, and then to the purpose of God for our lives. Yeah. So when you are asking things from God, don't ask with a mind of covetousness, a mind of greediness. Yeah, so you must have the right motive for asking things from God. Yeah, you must ask God with a mind that has the right motives. I mean, you must ask things from God from a heart that full of the right motives. Yeah, because God wants to know what you want to use the blessings for. God wants to know what you want to use his blessings for. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, create in me the right heart that ask things from you for the right purpose. So, Father, create in me the right heart that have the right reasons for demanding blessings from you. The right heart that has the right motives for demanding blessings, for demanding supplies from you. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, Father, give me the right heart that has right motives for demanding things from you. Create in me a right heart that have the right reasons for demanding blessings from you. The right heart that is able to present right reasons for divine supplies. Create in me a right heart that is able to present a right purposes for divine supplies before your throne. Give me such heart. Begin to say, Father, take away from me every heart full of greed, every heart full of pride. And because some people, the things they're asking from God is because they want to spend it on their pride. They want to show how, you know, they want to manifest pride. That is why they're asking God to give them certain things. Say, Father, give me the right heart that is full of right motives while asking blessings from you. Thank you, Father. Help me, talk to him, say, Father, help me to have right motives for demanding blessings from you in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. We are still praying. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, give me wisdom to correctly utilize every blessing you send into my life. The reason why God has stopped blessing some people is because every time he blesses them, they misuse the blessings. They don't use the blessings correctly. They don't have the discipline to use God's blessings correctly. So you're going to say, Father, give me the wisdom that will enable me use your blessings for the purpose you want them perform or to fulfill the purposes they should fulfill. Open your mouth up and begin to pray like that. Say, Father, give me the wisdom to utilize your blessings correctly. Give me the wisdom to utilize the blessings you send into my life correctly. Whether spiritual blessings and of physical blessings. Yeah, there are people who misuse spiritual gifts. Yeah, and there are people who misuse physical blessings. Say, Father, give me the wisdom to utilize the blessings you send into my life correctly, so that you can continue to send more blessings to me. Give me the wisdom now. In the name of Jesus, give me the wisdom. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, we are still praying. Another thing that I have learned from the Lord is that God is a judge of human hearts. Yeah, God, he sees the hearts of men and he judges the hearts of men. Yeah. Maybe you're praying and you're saying, God, make me a millionaire or make me a billionaire. God is going to look at your heart and he's going to judge your heart. He's going to weigh your heart on his scales to see if you qualify for what you're asking for. Yeah, if he sees that you do not qualify, he will not answer the prayer. Yeah, now, how should your heart look like if God is going to really bless you with great blessings? Yeah, I have learned that you must have a heart that is focused on the assignment God have given to you. You must have a heart that is focused on the purpose God have called you to do on earth. So if your heart is focused on material things, maybe you look at your friends, and then you feel like, oh, my friends, they already are driving their own car. My friends have already built his or her own house. And they are saying, God, you have to give me my own car. You have to give me my own house. And that is not a good heart to receive blessings from God. And God wants your heart to be focused on what he has sent you into this earth to do for him. Yeah. And it is as your heart is focused that He will now lavish His blessings upon you. Yeah. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, create in me a heart that is focused on the assignment you have called me to do for you. Give me that heart. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, Father, create in me a heart that is always focused on the reason why I was born into this world. Give me that heart that is always focused, a heart that is always focused on your purpose for my life, on the assignment you have given me to fulfill. Create in me such heart in the name of Jesus. A heart that does not seek for material things. A heart that doesn't seek for worldly things, and heart that doesn't seek for worldly possessions. Say, Father, create in me such heart. Yeah, you need to understand that in the kingdom of God, you get excess of what you are dead to. Yeah, excess of what you are dead to. Yeah, when you are dead to the things of this world, then God can give you a lot of the things of this world, because He knows that it will not, they will not draw your soul away from Him. But when you are always craving for the things of this world, God is not going to give them to you, because He knows that they will take your heart from Him. Yeah, so it is the things you are dead to that heaven is going to give you in excess. Yeah, the things of this world that you are dead to, heaven can give you excess of it. Because heaven knows that they will not draw your heart and focus from God. So say, Lord, create in me a heart that is always, always focused on the mission that you have for me in this earth. Give me such heart. A heart that doesn't focus on earthly things. A heart that doesn't focus on material things. Give me such heart. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Now we have 6 more prayer points, and then we will round off the session. Yeah, we are still praying about hidden of your destiny, about receiving the manifestation of the hidden of your destiny. Yeah, that is what we are still praying about. The Psalm 24, he said, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." And then he went further to say that he maketh me lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. You're going to pray, you're going to say, "Father, lead me to where you have prepared green pastures for me." Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Lead me to where you have prepared green pastures for me. Lead me by your voice. Lead me by dreams. Lead me by revelations. Lead me by prophecies. Lead me by your Holy Spirit to the place where you have already prepared green pastures for me. In the name of Jesus, reposition me to that place where my green pastures are. In the name of Jesus, relocate me to that place where my green pastures are. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. We have 5 more prayer points. Yeah, you're still going to pray. Yeah, another thing that always provoke divine supplies from heaven is when you have a sacrificial heart. Now, when you have a sacrificial heart, which of course is also a loving heart. Now, what I mean by sacrificial heart is that you prefer others first before yourself. Yeah, you have an heart that that can do anything just for others to be blessed. You have a heart that can go extra miles for others to be blessed, for others to move forward, for others to become who God wants them to be. So you're someone that have laid down your life for others. Yeah, so when you have that kind of heart, you know, because the Bible says that if Christ laid down his life for us, we also ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. So when you have this sacrificial heart that can lay down anything because of others, because you want others to become great, you want others to succeed, you want others to be happy, you want others to have food to eat, you want others to also fulfill their destinies. When you have that kind of heart, God will love to bless you greatly. Yeah, but when you have a very selfish heart, a self-centered heart, you will hardly receive great blessings from God. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, by your Holy Spirit, create in me a sacrificial heart that will do anything for your will to be done in the lives of others. You're going to say, Father, create in me a sacrificial heart that will do everything in my power, in my strength, for your will to be done in the lives of others, for others to be blessed. Father, give me such heart. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Continue to pray like that. Say, Father, create in me a sacrificial heart that will lay down anything and everything for the brethren and for souls of men. Create in me a sacrificial heart that is willing to labor so hard, not for personal gain, but for what others will gain. Create in me such heart in the name of Jesus. Create in me a heart that is willing to go extra mile, a heart that is willing to do everything in my strength and power so that others can rise into greatness, so that others can become who God wants them to be, so that others can fulfill their destinies, so that others can be helped and blessed. Father, create in me such sacrificial heart. Such sacrificial heart that thinks about others first before it thinks about its own self, created me, so child, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Now we have four more prayer points. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, create in me a strong passion, a strong hunger, a strong desire to become a blessing to my generation. Yeah, God is always willing to bless people that want to be a blessing to their generation. Not people that only want to receive blessings, but people that want to be a blessing. People that want others to be blessed through their lives. God is always looking for such people to bless. So you are going to pray. You're going to say, Father, create in me a strong passion. A strong passion, a strong desire to become a blessing. To become a blessing to my generation. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, Father, create in me strong determination, strong passion, strong desire to become a channel of blessing to others, to become a blessing to others. Create in me such passion. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. We have three more prayer points. Also, God wants to bless people that are humble. People with humility of heart. God wants to bless such people. Yeah, because he knows that his name will be glorified through their lives. He knows that such people will not disappoint him. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, create in me an humble heart that will qualify me to receive abundance of blessings from you. Create in me an humble heart that will qualify me to receive abundance of blessings from you. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Create in me, Father, an humble heart, an humble heart, an humble heart, in the name of Jesus. Create in me an humble heart In the name of Jesus. Continue to pray like that. There are some people, they are so proud, and that is why God will not bless them. Even the little they have now, they are so proud. They are so proud. Even the few things, the few possessions they have, though in their eyes it looks so big, and that have entered into their heads, and they are so proud, and that is why God will not bless them. Say, Lord, create in me an humble heart that will qualify me for the abundance of blessings you want to give me at this time. Give me an humble heart in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. We have two more prayer points. We are going to pray. You're going to say, Father, teach me to possess great faith that will produce the transformation that you want to do in my life. Say, Father, teach me to have great faith that will produce the transformation you want to do in my life. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. In the name of Jesus. Teach me to have great faith. Teach me to have great faith. Teach me to manifest great faith. Teach me to possess great faith that will allow you to do the transformation you want to do in my life. Teach me to have great faith. Teach me to demonstrate great faith so that you can do the transformation you want to do in my life. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. We have the last prayer point now. You're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, Father, connect me with the opportunities. You're going to say, Father, connect me with the opportunities that you have ordained to lift me up into greatness. Wherever the opportunities are, Father, connect me with them and connect them with me. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, Father, connect me with the opportunities you have chosen to use to lift me into greatness. Oh Lord, connect me with them now. In the name of Jesus. connect me with them now. In the name of Jesus. Connect me with them now. In the name of Jesus, the opportunities that you have chosen, the opportunities you have ordained for me to rise into greatness, into riches and wealth. Father, connect me with those opportunities now. In the name of Jesus, connect me with people that will show the opportunities to me. In the name of Jesus, connect me with places that has those opportunities. In the name of Jesus, connect me with the opportunities and connect the opportunities with me. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Raise up your right hand as I pray for you. Father, we are grateful for your mercies and love. Thank you for your help in our lives. Thank you for all that you have done and for all that you are going to do for us. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. Thank you for your strength that is alive in us. Thank you for our prayers that you have answered. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. I ask, O Lord, that you show mercy on your people here and let your will prevail in their lives in Jesus' name. I ask, Father, that you change the face of the lives of your people into the way you want their lives to look in the name of Jesus. I ask, O Lord, that you remove everything in their lives that is causing shame, causing disgrace, causing reproach. Father, remove such things right now in the name of Jesus. I ask, O Lord, that you uproot from every life here everything that you did not plant. Uproot them now in the name of Jesus. Let your name be praised and glorified in the situations that surrounds your people. Even situations that appear to be negative, Father, let your name be praised in such situations in Jesus' name. I ask that you send helpers into the lives of your people and let those helpers give the helps that they need to fulfill their destinies in the earth in Jesus' name. Let your grace, O Lord, be sufficient for every life here. Let your power, O Lord, produce the miracles and the victories your people need at this time. In Jesus' name, I pray for you that henceforth you shall experience great success, great excellence, and great prosperity in the name of Jesus. I decree that the fire of God shall rain upon all your stubborn enemies that will not leave your life alone in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, for I know you have answered. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' name, I have prayed. Amen.